The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
Cross, as you may realize, is in the shape of a T. And so every point here, we're going to look, it looks like, one, two, three, four, 5 points are going to start with the T. And of course, Mark 16:15, the one we just read, means to tell it. And whenever you say it, we're talking about Jesus, the gospel, right? So somebody say, Mark 16:15 reminds me to tell it. And the word tell means to make it known. Make it known that Jesus is Lord. Make it known that He healed your body. Make it known that He saved you. Make it known that He set you free. Make it known that He's still saving people and still setting people free and still healing bodies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. But Matthew 21 verses 1 through 11 says this, triumph in it. Amen. This is known as the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Amen. And triumph means the act, the fact, or the condition of being victorious. Hallelujah. Triumph in Jesus. Triumph in the gospel. Triumph, again, means the act, the fact, or condition of being victorious. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. In Matthew 21, here's what it says. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, on the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go over to the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and He will send them immediately. Verse 4. All this was done to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, sitting on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Verse 6, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Don't you know that's what disciples do, church? We go and do what Jesus says to do. That's why He is Lord. That's why He is the commander. Amen. God is my Father, and I'm also in His Son, but He's also the boss. Somebody say hallelujah. Then they brought the donkey and colt, laid their garments on them, and He sat on them. A very large crowd spread their garments on the road. Others cut down palm branches. Amen. That's where we get Palm Sunday, from the trees, and spread them on the road. The crowds that went before Him, that followed Him, cried out, Hosanna! Everybody say that. Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest! Shouted out loud, Hosanna in the highest. When He entered Jerusalem, the entire city was moved, saying, who is He? Amen. Oh, if people would just know Him. Amen. If people would just know Him, they would love Him, wouldn't they? Well, you'd think so, but a lot of people just are too in love with other things to love Jesus. Amen. That's why we pray. That's why we preach. Amen. The crowd said, verse 11, this is Jesus. I'll tell you what, man, that's a great thing to think about. When someone comes up to you, maybe not within 6 feet right now, if you know what I'm saying, right? But maybe online, maybe on your social media. Why are you so hopeful? Who is He, right? Why are you so blessed during this time? Who is He? Why are you so free and everyone else is so downtrodden? Who is he? And you'll say this, this is Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. The prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Who is he? That might be a good subtitle for this message. Who is he? Somebody say, this is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says this. Amen. Who being the brightness of his glory, we're talking about who he is, right? You can read that whole chapter. It's wonderful. Amen. But we're talking about Jesus. Who being the brightness of his glory, God's glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things. Somebody say all things. You think he can't take down this silly virus? He upholds all things, church. He upholds the solar system. What's a silly, wimpy, little, stupid virus? Come on. Amen? What's my budget? What's a new house? What's a church building? Come on. He upholds all things. Glory to God by the word of his power. See, we need to spend less time talking about the boogeyman and start talking to the boogeyman about who is Jesus. See, this virus is out there, for example, walking around saying, who is he? And what do we say? This is Jesus. Why can't I come into your house, says the virus? Because we say, because this is Jesus's house. Amen, right? You're not allowed here. Is the virus allowed in heaven? Certainly not. So it's not allowed in my house either. Come on, church. It's got to come to that. Amen. When he had by him, now this is, let me get back up a little bit. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Don't you know Jesus whooped this whole thing by himself, church? He did it all by himself. Not just a little wimpy virus, but the entire sin problem, the entire curse problem by himself. He took it down. Glory to God forevermore. That's why I put there on your notes, whether you see it or not, that this reminds us that he turned it. Somebody say, turn it. Jesus turned it back into our favor. Turn means an act of changing or reversing position. Don't you know, you and me before Jesus, some call it the BC days, you know, in my BC days before Christ, I was on the highway to hell. I was on my way down. But when Jesus came into my life, he turned everything around, and now I'm being changed. My position is now reversed. I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm no longer poor. I'm rich. I'm no longer sick. I'm healed. He turned it all around. Hallelujah. The act of changing and reversing our position. Glory to God forevermore. Don't you know that's what he did, church, on the cross? He turned it, the letter T. Today's message is brought to you by the letter T. He turned things around. To the devil, he should remember the cross was a T trick. It was a T trap. Hallelujah forevermore. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says this. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Say the name, Jesus. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, somebody say Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Praise the Lord forevermore. We need to be remembering, church, to be using the name of Jesus. Using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When that thing tries to come again, whatever that thing is that ain't God's will for your life, you say, you know what? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. I do not receive that sickness. I do not receive that doctor's report. I do not receive that financial, you know, status. Amen. I do not receive that bondage in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus, or on my family, or on my nation, or on my career, or on my education, or on my church. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out, coronavirus, demon, you spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, no. Hallelujah, right? This reminds us in Philippians 2 that he transformed it. Transform means to change into another substance. Glory to God for it. Didn't the blood of Jesus, the substance of the blood of Jesus, transform us? Amen. Transform our lives. Amen. So somebody say, transform it. You don't like it? Transform it then. Use the name. Change it into another substance. You don't like this virus thing prowling around, spooking people? Transform it. Tell it where to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what, guys. A lot of people think that this is all, you know, end time stuff, which it is. That it's all stuff that's prophecy. Yes, yes it is. That it's only going to get worse and worse and worse for the world. Yes, it is. But you know why it can't cross a certain line right now? You know why it can't take its full course as it would like to right now, as the devil would like to, right? You know why it can't? Because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is in its way. That's why the devil can't have full control of this planet. That's why there has to be this thing called a rapture. Amen. This week on Passover, I think Wednesday is Passover, it reminds us that the curse passed over the children of Israel, did not enter their houses because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was over their doorposts. Amen. We are aggressive faith church believers. We use the name aggressively, like a handgun. Amen. Like a gun. Amen. We say no in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No sickness, no disease, no viruses, no poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you. You get out of my house. Amen. That's what we were doing with my job this past week. Hallelujah. We took a stand of faith, and guess what? The unemployment changed into another substance. It was transformed. I could have been sulking. Now Shelley will tell you in her own words, I was pacing around the house sometimes like a caged lion. Well, I was praying and believing God. Yeah, I was feeling the pressure of it. I admit it. Amen. But what do you do with that? You take it and you add the name to it. You add faith to it. You speak words over it. And you don't just lay around eating chips and ice cream and watching soap operas. Come on, church. Amen. We get up like we're going to work. I got up and got dressed. I shaved. I cleaned up. Amen. And I got to work on ministry things. And I loved it. And I love this. I love this church more than almost anything. Bringing words like this to you. Amen. But right now, we got to have this other, this other thing going too. Amen. And God knows that. So what did we do? We used the name. And it transforms things in our lives. Glory to God. Now, I want to show you one more thing in Joshua 7 and 8 as we close today. I read this in my Bible, daily Bible reading today, and it just jumped out at me. Just jumped out at me. Amen. And I'm just going to read you portions of it because it's two full chapters. Amen. But this has to do with this, it's known as the sin of Achan. This is Joshua, who Joshua is a type of Christ. He was Moses' assistant, led the children of Israel on into the glorious promised land like Jesus is doing for us today. Amen. But they had a problem. They had just had this tremendous victory. They took Jericho by a miracle of God. And then they needed to take this little territory called Ai. Right? Amen. But there was a problem because somebody in the camp, it says here verse 1, that the children of Israel violated their obligations with regard to the things dedicated for destruction. Things dedicated for destruction. Achan, the son of Carmi, son of Zimri, son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took from the things dedicated for destruction, and the anger of the Lord burned against Israel. Right? This was after following the victory at Jericho. They weren't supposed to touch any of the stuff. Amen. He broke a command. He broke covenant. Right? So anyway, they had to take this next land called Ai, and Joshua said, go, sent some guys. He said, go spy the land out. So men went up and spied on Ai. They came back to Joshua, I'm just kind of paraphrasing, and said, hey, this isn't much going to be much of a problem for us. We just need maybe a few thousand guys. And they sent the, you know, few thousand guys out there, and Ai just routed them. I mean, just routed them. And it just shocked Joshua and the leadership. And in verse 6, it says, Joshua ripped his clothes. He and the Israelite elders fell on their faces to the ground in front of the ark of the Lord until evening and threw dirt on their heads. Joshua said, oh, Lord God, why did you bring this people across the Jordan to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to dwell on the other side of the Jordan. We have to watch that, church, that we don't get content living in mediocrity. You know, if we step out in faith, we might miss it. Why shouldn't we just be content? No, no, no. We're pressing into the things of God. Amen. But I wrote at the top of my page here something last time I read this, and I wrote, don't cling to the things dedicated for destruction. Don't cling to sin. Remember the old Wile E. Coyote cartoons? And Wile E. would be clinging to an anvil, and the anvil is just, you know, taking him down. The key is release the anvil. Amen. Don't cling to things dedicated for destruction. Don't mess with sin. Don't mess with gossip. Don't mess with fear. Turn the news off and turn the word of God on. Turn the griping off and lift up your palms and get into praising God. Hallelujah. Find somebody to encourage. Don't cling to things dedicated for destruction, church. Amen. Let's move on here. The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They took from the things dedicated for destruction. Verse 12, therefore the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemies, even an itty bitty teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini enemy. They turn their backs to their enemies because they have become dedicated for destruction. See, when I cling to things dedicated for destruction, I become dedicated for destruction. Amen. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Amen. Jesus, when he was crucified, sin was crucified. The curse was crucified. So what do I need to do with the curse and with sin? Somebody say, turn loose of it. Stay the heaven out of it. Glory to God, right? I will not be with you anymore if you do not destroy the things dedicated for destruction in your midst. Don't you know that's what Jesus did on the cross? He destroyed the things dedicated for destruction. Hallelujah. And he goes on in verse 13 and 14. Things dedicated for destruction are in your midst, O Israel. You are not able to stand before your enemies until you remove the things dedicated for destruction from your midst. That's called, somebody remember the word, repent. Amen. But Jesus, what he did on the cross and by his blood, amen, is he removed the power of the curse, broke the power of sin off our lives so we don't have to love the things that are dedicated for destruction. Amen. Things that steal and kill and destroy, things that are rooted in the devil and in his plans to steal and kill and destroy are not my friend. Amen. They're not who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Even if my body craves that weed, even if my body craves that pornography, even if my body craves the fear, right? Even if my body craves the violence and anger and losing your temper, even if my body just craves, you know, liquor, whatever. No, don't cling to things that are dedicated for destruction. Somebody say, turn me loose. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus does that. I can confront my own flesh, church, in my spirit, man, and say, no, fleshy boy, you are following my spirit. I am not following you because you were died at the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been crucified with him, so we're not following your demands any longer. You can just keep on griping all you want, but might as well cheer up because we're going this way. Hallelujah. And in chapter 8, then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid or dismayed. Take, now this is after they dealt with it, okay? They dealt with it, they took care of it, they had to, the guy had to be weeded out, and they got this stuff dedicated for destruction, and man, they burned it. They found it in a guy's tent, he hid it, right? And they burned it before the Lord. All of them were wiped out. You know, it was a thorough house cleaning, amen? And in this Passover season and unleavened bread we talked about over the past few weeks, it's a time of house cleaning. Going through and pulling out the leaven, things that steal and kill and destroy, and just getting rid of it, amen? Laying it aside. I would encourage you, don't be using this time again to listen to stuff that's dedicated for destruction. Stuff that's bringing fear, stuff that's bringing, you know, lust, stuff that's bringing worry, stuff that's just bringing negative things. Just lay that aside and look in the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our Savior, amen? Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid or dismayed. Take all the fighting men with you. Arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land into your hand. Now, somebody say, now we're breaking through. Amen. In verse 18, the Lord said to Joshua, now this is where they're moving on Ai. The Lord gave them the strategy of how to take it. This is what I want you to see here, church. I want you to see these warriors, these people out fighting battles. Man, there are angels. There are angels and there are devils. And there is a constant battle going on in the heavenlies. That's why we have to not cling to the things dedicated for destruction and cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cling to his words. Amen. Because when we cling to him, the angels of God get involved on our behalf. And stuff just starts to happen. Glory to God. Then the Lord said to Joshua, you know, they're moving on Ai, amen, and Ai is coming out toward them. He says this to Joshua, point toward Ai with the sword that is in your hand. Verse 18, for I will give it into your hand. So Joshua pointed toward the city with the sword in his hand. When his hand pointed, the men in ambush got up quickly from their place and ran. They came into the city, captured it quickly, and set the city on fire. Glory to God. Amen. Do you see it? I got up this morning and I pointed toward Vancouver. I pointed toward Portland. I pointed toward Washington with my Bible. I pointed toward Washington, D.C. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And I said, in the name of Jesus, we're taking it. We're taking it. We're setting this city on fire, not killing people, but casting the devil out, setting it on fire for Jesus. Amen. And I love baseball. And I remember the story of Babe Ruth. And I saw it in the spirit when I stood up and pointed toward Portland and Vancouver. I saw Babe Ruth that game where the famous game where he called his shot. He stood at home plate and he pointed his bat out to the outfield bleachers, and man, he knocked one into the bleachers. Glory to God. And I saw, man, we are calling our shot in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're taking Portland. We're taking Vancouver. We're taking America. We're casting out this devil of corona, whatever else silly things the devil's trying to use to steal. We're casting out the things dedicated for destruction. Hallelujah. Verse 26, Joshua did not draw back his hand with the stretched out sword until he destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Israel plundered only the livestock and the spoil of the city according to the word of the Lord as he had commanded Joshua. This is big, church. Do not quit. Do not quit. Do not quit on your faith. Do not quit trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not quit your praises. Do not quit the word. Do not quit on your faith. Hallelujah. You've got to press through. You've got to keep pressing. You've got to keep praising. You've got to fix your mind on him. Hallelujah. No matter how things look. Hallelujah. The angels of God are working supernaturally on our behalf. Amen. And it's because we, like Joshua did, we do not draw back our hand. We keep our hands and the Spirit stretched out, our praises going, our thanksgivings to God. Our thanksgiving and our praises, church, are huge, huge, huge. Our thanksgiving and our praises, church, we've got to keep them pumping. If you keep that pumping, the angels of God are going to knock this thing out so quick, you won't even know it's gone. And all of a sudden, you're going to hear the all clear. All of a sudden, liberal leaders in our nation are going to say, all clear. Okay to go to Starbucks. Okay to go to McDonald's. Okay to go to church. Okay to go to the mall. Okay to touch your face. Okay to hug someone. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In verse 29, the king of Ai, they hung on a tree until evening. Amen. The evil king of Ai, they crucified him. They hung him on a tree. At sunset, Joshua commanded that the people take down the body from the tree and throw it down in the city gate. They erected a large heap of stones over it that remains to this day. Hallelujah. The king of Ai would represent the things dedicated to destruction. Don't you know the devil, when he crucified Jesus, he was crucifying his own stupid self. Hallelujah, on the cross. And so, church, to sum up, Joshua 7 and 8, remind me to take it. Joshua took it.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.